Good morning, everyone. We're following stories of record oil prices, $117 a barrel, and other important stories happening in the Middle East today. And Adora, in our mission in this segment is to talk about the environment, but to do it in a playful, relaxed way, because I think that's the best way for people to actually take action and help the climate. Yes, relax. That's right.
Okay.
We have with us Dan Ninen, who's a comedian and a green activist based here in New York. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
And this weekend, Adora, I had my kids climb some trees and tie some knots.
You were trying to get them tuckered
nope,
out. They would sleep well.
Nope. They were putting a clothesline up for their grandma up at our property. And my mother-in-law is desperate to get a clothesline up because it saves her energy to not use the dryer. And, of course, as everyone knows, clothes that are dried in the wind are just that much fresher. They're much better. In honor of Earth Day, which is tomorrow,
I'll take your word for it.
We're looking for green impulses everyone can agree on. But you know, Alex Lee, who's an environmental consultant and the founder of Project Laundry List, says that oddly enough, and Dan, you may be surprised by this, drying your clothes on an old-fashioned clothesline is turning neighbor against neighbor in some communities. This is a controversial issue. Alex, where are clotheslines causing controversy, and how much energy do you think they save?
Well, I wouldn't say that first about the clothesline because I'm hearing more and more that it's a chic thing. But it's happening in, for instance, Bend, Oregon. On the front page of the Wall Street Journal last September, there's a story of a woman who couldn't hang out her clothes because her community association, and there are 300,000 community associations in the United States that are home to 60 million Americans, told her that she could not hang out her clothes. And most of those community associations do the same thing. They either restrict it or they ban it.
So it's like a zoning ordinance or something?
By ordinance and by in municipalities, and then by bylaws and CC&Rs, they're called, in community associations.
Well, how much energy is at stake here if we were to actually use clotheslines even close to the frequency to which they were used in the earlier part of this century, before there were dryers?
You mean ubiquitously?
Ubiquitously. Except on rainy days.
It's interesting. The federal government statistic is 5.8% of residential electricity use, but that doesn't take into account the 17 million Americans with gas dryers, which is 16% of the households in the U.S. That doesn't take into account people who go to laundromats or multifamily housing laundry, and it certainly doesn't take into account any of the commercial laundry done at jails, prisons, hospitals, where we house millions of people.
So it's actually enormous.
It's actually enormous.
Isn't there an appliance
after the refrigerator, but an Energy Star refrigerator is more conservative than a dryer because a dryer is by nature inefficient.
Well, Alex, let's look into the constitutional question here, okay?
Yeah.
Speech is protected in the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
Money is speech, according to Supreme Court decisions, right?
Yeah.
Is not laundry, which is paid for with money, speech, and therefore protected? If I hang out my laundry, it's an act of speech. Right.
I started Project Laundry List in 1995, and our whole concept was to hang clothes out on a line with speech actually written on them about power plants and making that connection between every time you turn on that dryer, you're demanding that we build a new power plant, or maybe not every time, but every time that we do it collectively.
All right, so what's the mission of Project Laundry List, and what do you hope to accomplish? Any success? I actually love what you're talking about here, and we use clotheslines on our property.
One is to have a different approach to environmentalism. Instead of, you know, let's not build a nuclear power plant, which I don't think is a good idea, and let's not build large hydro projects, which I also don't think is a good idea. It's, let's do something that's good for us, that makes your clothes last longer, smell better, saves you money, gets you outside, and connects you with your neighborhood.
And it does wonders for the clothespin industry, correct?
That's right. Actually, yeah. There's no wooden clothespin manufactured in the United States anymore, though.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. I mean, this is an industrial resurgence, also a climate change impulse. Alex, thank you very much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Alex Lee, founder of Project Laundry List, who reminds us that last Saturday on the 19th of April was National Hangout Day.
That could mean so many things.
Yeah, well, what did you do? Did you hang out any clothes?
Did you hang out any clothes?